If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Amy Farrell. I heard a story this week from one of our listeners called me and asked me specifically about Frank and Access, and are they a real deal, and do they do what they say? Yes. I'm like, listen.
The answer is yes.
Absolutely. Yes, sure.
Is your mic on, sweetie? Sorry.
There you go. Much better.
I got it.
It's a lot easier to hear you when the mic
is on. You're welcome.
312-981-7220. I said, absolutely. Why? What are you looking to do? And they're like, our mother's moving back into our home.
That's very common.
Their father passed away. Mom can't live on her own anymore, even though mom wants to. Mom's not physically able to live on their own.
Sure.
And they needed to do a lot of work within the home to make sure it was safe for mom to get up and down the stairs. Okay. Because mom was, mom's going to be independent, right? She doesn't want anybody to tell her where she could go and what she could do. So they're doing a stair lift. They're modifying bathrooms. They're making sure there's bars in the hallways for her, right? Just in case.
Hand railings.
Hand railings, right? So how much of your business, and again, I get these calls all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, is Lindemann the real deal? You know, is Mega Pros, you know, what about all the, like, I've used all of them. Okay, so yes, they're all great. You know, Center Guard, what do you think? I'm like, they were just at my house yesterday finishing a job because the parts came in. So I get all of these calls all the time. What about permits? I'm like, they put a whole new drain tile system in my basement, the old home that I sold, right?
Well, and they have Roy Spencer.
And they got Roy Spencer.
Roy Spencer.
The legend. Roy Spencer.
Legend. So how many of those type of calls? I know we're up against the break here. How many of those type of calls do you get, especially from WGN listeners, who have their loved ones moving back into their homes that are concerned about the safety and are modifying their homes?
It's super, super common. So we have a large aging population that are on fixed incomes.
Sure.
So they might not be able to afford going into a home, or like during COVID, they were coming out of the homes because it was dangerous to be in them. You know, people were dying of COVID. So they were bringing their family members back home. I would say that we get those calls very, very frequently. It's probably the most frequent call that we get is we have a family member that's disabled or has accessibility issues that's coming home, and what do we need to do to adjust the bathroom, provide, ramps, stair lifts, anything that you could possibly ever want to do to make home accessible. We will come out and do a full home evaluation and give you ideas and find solutions. And try to work with you to get your family member back home as expeditiously as possible.
Right, we got to take a break, but I want to. So we're going into the investment. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not going to be a nickel, but it's not going to be $150,000 either. So I want you to talk about what the investment is to keep mom and dad or you safe in your own home when we come back out of the break. And then I want Sarah to chime in about how important that is when going to sell a home. How easy that is to remove that equipment when somebody, if a younger family's buying it and they got all these safety bars up there, how difficult it is to remove it, and will you come in and remove it? So let's talk about that after the break as well. That's called a tease, Amy.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
I'm nailing it.
You're so good at what you do.
I watched that YouTube show, How to Be a Radio Host, last night.
Did you?
I got to start doing it.
Well, I saw you have like a notebook when Lou was talking.
Right.
Like,
and
you were taking notes from Lou?
You know what I sent Sarah after I got a remote? How early you should leave from your house, from a live remote, from your house to get to Lake Bluff.
Yeah.
There's a YouTube video on that.
Great planning. Oh, thanks. Can't wait to see ya.
Drive safe.
He's a gem.
312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Amy Farrell from Access. Frank Who is basically our new motto here, because we haven't seen him.
He just texted me and said he's still on a bender. So.
Oh, is he? Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we're not going to see him for a while.
At least he's honest. Broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. You know we're getting serious, Jeremy. You know how?
How?
Rob Lindemann has taken his sweater off.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. Wow. He's getting
game time.
Up.
Thank God he's got a shirt underneath.
It's all that. It's all that fire talk.
That would have been a power move.
Strong.
All right. Strong move. Unless you went to your office and put that shirt on after you took off the other sweater. That was power move there.
Still got one under here.
I don't need to see that.
Still we're one good.
Okay. It's a family
the
show.
The goal is to get him with no clothes on.
We've got. That's a different show. That's on after 11:30.
Hey, it's radio.
Yeah, it's radio. You can't see it anyway. Right. Yeah. We'll just describe it for you.
Flyers taking care of that later. All right. So we've got I'm a bored 8-year-old that my dad's listening to the show alert out there right now. So if you're driving in a gray Hyundai.
Yeah. And you got
wearing a gray shirt with a car on it and your name starts with an M and rhymes with Maxim. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it there, sport. Your dad is learning something very valuable on the show today, like how to protect you from the fire from the fireplace
you
getting
probably,
out.
You could probably tell a joke, right? Don't you know, like 8-year-old?
I know a lot of 8-year-old okay. jokes, yeah. but it has okay. to do with
or Jesus. All right. Then, wow, you can't even say.
I've got a couple of great ones.
I'm sure you do.
But Dean Richards is in the green room downtown. It'd take him a while to get here to continue the show.
All right. Three, so we want to talk about access.
So I just wanted to say, Maxim, okay. you know, get over it there, sport. Dad will buy you ice cream. You know, not the small blizzard, Eric. Go with the medium.
Sure.
I know the kid's a diabetic, but you got an insulin shot. I'll be all right. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Amy Farrell, the investment of preparing our listeners' homes who are becoming their parents' parent, who are having their parents move in with them because they're getting older. Somebody passed away. We get these calls every single week. You get them too, right?
Every day.
What am I going to do? I now own this home, right? I can't afford the home. Right. I want to stay in the home. So we're doing a ton of reverse mortgages. And for Pete, our listener out there who sent me the nasty and unprofessional and rude text message yesterday, get over it and turn the radio off because you're about ready to go into a meltdown and I don't want that to happen. But how does the investment, how can you help our listeners? Because it does cost a little money. There is an investment to put the handrails up, to put the slip bars up and all that stuff, and to make the shower more accessible and the stair lift. How can you help our listeners? What does that investment look like, ranging? Or you want us to bring Shane, Sean. Sean back up? does he do in-home estimates for access as well? What's the investment from what to what? You know, give us a ballpark range of what the typical listener's investment is on their home.
I mean, you're looking at $350 for a few grab bars all the way up to an entire, you know, we were just talking about this, first floor master bedroom ensuite with a bathroom. You know, could go upwards of $100,000 if you needed it to. I mean, we can really kind of
do elevators too.
So, we do elevators. Like, yeah, we're totally that. Yeah. That's kind of the benefit of going with us is that, you know, we can do any kind of contractor modifications to a home, but we also hold the licensure to put in elevators and we, you know, work with all of that equipment as well. So it can save you money going with us as opposed to just, you know, your regular old, you know, general contractor down the street that does home modifications that might not know, you know, what the accessibility
codes, anything.
Right. Right. They don't know the ADA guidelines and things like that like we do. So we're going to do it right
the first
time. They might
not even mount it into a stud. They might not. Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
They might use glue. Like,
100%. Sure. You got it. So we're going to come in and do it right the first time. And we're licensed to do it. We're heavily licensed.
Well, Dave painted this picture of a scenario where like a mom or a dad is coming to move in, but like there are terrible tragedies, right? So like, hey, somebody's in the hospital. We didn't know what it was going to look like. And unfortunately there was an amputation, right? Like we've had this and we've actually had to call you guys, right? Mm-hmm. For immediate care. So say you are in this duress situation where, hey, I'm going to bring my husband home or my significant other home and my life has now changed. How do you help those customers go through? Like, they've never, they don't know.
Well, you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, they right. don't know. You don't know. Right. You don't know what you need.
They don't
right.
know what this life looks like, this new lifestyle.
Right.
Like, what are you doing and how are you prepping those customers? And how fast can you get, sorry, that's too many questions.
Yeah,
how
fast I get it.
So
fix it.
So, you know, so we'll come out and take a look at the home. A lot of things we start with is getting the person into their home. How do you get in the front door out the front door?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing is egress. Because if there's a fire or if there's an emergency and you need to get out, that's the most important thing. We could put you in a bed in your living room as long as you can get out the front door.
Sure.
And then we kind of worry about the other, you know, modifications after that. So whether it's a ramp or a vertical platform lift, you know, those are the first things that we assess for and you know, advise that they spend their money on first, you know, safety first, okay. Right? And then door widening. Yeah. So getting into the home, you know, how, can you get a wheelchair through the front door? Can you get a wheelchair into the bedroom? Things like that. So that would be like the second line. And then after that is bathrooms, you know, stairway accessibility, adding
lifestyle
a stair lift.
Functionality.
Exactly, right?
Like,
exactly.
Hey, I want my significant other to be in the kitchen and, well, there's stairs there.
You got it.
There's this there. That, yeah, sure.
You got it. You know, so making sure that they can get to a bathroom is probably, you know, that's pretty high on the
list. That's a big deal. Yeah, people exactly. need to go to the bathroom.
Right.
Literally.
Exactly.
We all do.
Yes. Yeah, so. You know, and as far as, you know, how quick we can do it, we will work with you. I mean, I go to our project coordinator and our service manager all the time, and I'm like, hey, I got one for you.
Yeah, how fast?
And then they look at me like I got seven heads, yeah, but they always pull it out. Nice. They always do it, especially if somebody's coming out of rehab or something like that, yeah. And they need it.
How about financing options? Our listeners don't have $1,000 to $100,000 to put in. Are there financing? Obviously, they could pull out a home equity line of credit. They could do right. a reverse mortgage. And all the people who hate reverse mortgages, send it on. Bring it on. I can't wait to, you know, call you after the show and you not answer the call so we could talk about it. But that's a whole other story. But what type of financing options for those that don't have the funds to put in the home to make sure that they're safe and their family's safe?
So we do rental options on stair lifts, which is a fairly common thing that we install. So we do rent-owned situations on certain equipment. But then you can visit our website, www.allaboutaccess.com. We work with, you know, Care Credit and certain, you know, credit organizations that can help you get the funds to be able to move forward with the project.
And removing the grab bars and everything you put in
yep.
prior to Sarah rolling in there to sell the home, if she's selling it to somebody who doesn't need those type of support systems, how difficult is it? And will you come in and remove all of the equipment?
So something like a grab bar would be really easy, you know, removal, patch, paint kind of things. Stair lifts, straight stair lifts, we can usually buy them back.
Wow.
And when you remove them, there's usually only a few holes in the stair that could be, you know, plugged and things like that. So no major damage and things like that. We even install showers that have curb systems that, you know, if it's a roll-in shower, we can come back and add the curb without removing all of the tile and everything.
Well, and you don't, I mean, that's just a good idea anyway.
Oh, so totally.
Don't even remove the curb. Just use that as a selling feature for the customer.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, but if you, you know, sometimes a roll-in shower, you know, they're not, it's hard to keep the water in. So
sure.
If somebody's
yes.
buying a home, they want the curb, and yeah. we can put it in for a service fee for around $225.
Okay. Not
just
bad
come
at all.
And put it in. Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
So a lot of it is very reversible, you know, outside of an elevator, which has a shaft that's permanent, you know, which probably adds value to the home.
Sure, it does, yeah.
Right. So, but, you know, pretty much everything that we do can be reversed fairly easily, and we do the reversals.
Okay.
Yes.
She said do. Just wanted to point that out.
I think the most common one that we see is the chairlift.
Stairlift.
Yeah. We get so many, like, estates and nursing homes that will call us.
Yep.
And, you know, the kids are kind of in a panic. You know, it's expensive to go into those homes.
Right.
And when their parents have had those, they just don't know what to do with them. So the fact that you guys
call
can
us.
Help remove them is
yes.
huge.
Yeah. And so straight stairlifts do have an aftermarket value. And a lot of times we'll tell the client, hey, you know, we'll come and take it out for free so we won't charge them a fee. And then we'll hold on to it for somebody in need that maybe can't afford a stair lift. And then we will just charge them an install fee. So they
nice.
Won't pay for any material. So you're getting your lift, your straight lift removed for free. And we're helping somebody out that may need it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
The
yeah.
phone number for our listeners, wanted, we got to hit a break. I'm getting yelled at. What's the best number to reach you, Amy?
630-616-6249.